website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to join you on Face the Issues today. Looking forward to your joining into the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue we're talking about today, the top of the news with Christian Views. You say, well, that's a pretty broad statement. Yes, it is. In fact, it's kind of an open mic. You can call in and ask a question about some of the things you see taking place in our global, on our global scene, national scene, what's happening. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about Joe Biden with King Charles? What's the point? What is he doing? Answer your question. Both of them are green climate freaks, climate change freaks, and they're going to wind up doing some planning that Joe Biden will come back and want to enlarge his climate cult freak show. And find some way to institute it to hurt and harm and destroy America. He'll come back and do something by executive order, as he has about 114, 120 times in the past, almost 3 years now. So let me tell you, let me say this. During the course of the broadcast, we'll be covering several topics and getting your thoughts, your opinions. Joe Biden, will he be the Democratic candidate for November 2024? Will America bow to the Marxist agenda that's being forced upon us on the global stage? Do you really understand what wokeism means? What do we see taking place in the woke culture today? Churches are closing across America. We're rapidly becoming like the United Kingdom, with churches closing and the Christian population diminishing dramatically, and multitudes of other topics today. Did you know that Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum is now pushing that on a global basis we cease to eat meat and go to simply lab-grown meats of all kind? He says, in fact, it might even taste better. Some of those thoughts we need to look at, and as we do, we need to analyze it based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word gives us the whole answer what we should do as Christians. I've had asked me many times, what should a Christian do? How should we respond? In the 13th verse of the scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, the scripture says, having done all, stand. We put on the whole armor of God. We do not bow, do not bend, do not sit, do not be silent. We stand and face the demonic enemies, knowing that God is on our side. Today, we have so many Christians that have decided to remain silent. I've said many years, the sodomites have come out of the closet. Christians have gone into the closet. I believe it's time we recognize our responsibility to be salt and light. And so as we face the issues, we do so, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day on this broadcast, we face the issues based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth of the book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, The Bible says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Lord that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time we wake up, sit up, and as old cliche goes, smell of coffee, and understand that we need to stick to, go back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inert Word of God. It is the truth book. The secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made this statement: the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, many today do not know the truth about the founding of America. Many today do not know the truth about the Word of God. Many today do not know the truth about the lie that's being, and the lie that's being told about the whether or not they, you can have your gender change. Many today, ladies and gentlemen, simply are not knowledgeable about what is taking place, and therefore they embrace it. The position that we ought to take, ladies and gentlemen, is that, as we see with the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, making a very profound statement. Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, that hits it succinctly as the old cliche, spot on, the nail hit right on the head. Because what we are finding today is that those that are supposed to be Christians and the denominations across America are bending and bowing to the demands of the woke culture. And in the woke culture, you'll find today that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is being dominant and is being pressed and pushed by a minuscule number in America, but about 97 to 98% of the legislators locally, state, and nationally are bowing to the sodomite agenda in some fashion or form. So also the large corporate entities. This is the reason I've suggested that we boycott Target, boycott Walmart, Kohl's, Chick-fil-A, Cracker Barrel, Disney, and all Disney products. And now, of all things, Ben and Jerry's ice cream. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, we need to be aware of what's happening. And I believe that it's time that Christians wake up, become involved, be salt and light, and understand what is taking place. This is the reason I like the statement of the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the homeowner brand like Honda Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. They can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. And ladies and gentlemen, it's right at the intersection of 295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flying 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Your call can go directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
I love the way you intro your broadcast every day and dealing with truth, because we know at the end of the day, the assault on truth is what we're encountering. That's what we're dealing with. God's word is truth. Jesus says of the word, thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth, speaking of the word of the Lord. And the reality is this insanity of LGBTQIA, P plus minus, divided by stuff, a lot of it is reliant upon a lie. It is not the truth. And a distinct point that can bring some clarity to that is there happen to be over 8 billion people on the planet today, over 8 billion people, and every single one of them was born to a female. Every single one of them, not a single one. And you know what? If you dig up remains of folks from last year, last century, last millennia, guess what? Every single one of them will fit into one of two categories, male or female, not these 76, 78, 2000. Hey, literally, any day they can come up with a new one and another new one and another. And some new ones conflict with prior new ones, prior new ones, ones that are old now. Even the notion of being bisexual. Yeah, that indicates there are just two genders, right? Well, what about these folks that think that you've got these 76? I think that's the number they're at now. It just depends on which chart you pull up. And a lot of them are literally, it's fabricated garbage moment by moment in order to confuse. Think of what this does to a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old. Is it confusing? Absolutely. Let me point you to the truth of the Word of God. God is not the author of confusion. You know who is? I know who is, but God is not the author of confusion. On another thing, it deals with truth. It also deals with politics. It deals with the craziness of this world. We were told by the little winking, flashy-eyed girl, I don't know her name, that she does the press conferences for the White House, Jean, Jean, whatever. Whatever her name is, she told us that it was ludicrous to think that that cocaine in the White House had anything to do with the Bidens, particularly Hunter Biden, because he wasn't even in the White House when they discovered it. By the way, that's not the measure of is this person possibly the suspect, a reasonable suspect in the delivery of this cocaine to the White House. So a young man, he's not young anymore. He's 53 years old this year, I believe. That was booted out of the military for cocaine consumption. I believe that's why he's kicked out of the military. And we have apparently thousands of pictures and videos of him doing all sorts of things, including snorting cocaine and smoking crack cocaine. But it's supposed to be absurd for you to think for any reason that he might be the source for the cocaine. Think about it. You're hateful somehow or another. You're illogical. You're unreasonable if you think that there could possibly be any correlation between the two. I mean, the truth would seem to indicate that's a real possibility there. Just giving truthful observation to the facts of the case.
Why in the world would you know the press secretary Sean Pierre, whatever her name is? The truth of it is, when she had some people asking, some reporters asking the question about that, she said it's irresponsible questions. Irresponsible when you ask that. In other words, the Biden family is above anything that would be bad, illegal, or wrong. And yet he has the best we could determine from the legislative investigation the Bidens have taken between $20 and $30 million that's known of now, with 22 different LLCs set up to shroud it. In fact, one of the emails or text messages and that whole paper trail, the Biden group, Biden family cabal, one of the spokespeople in that, said they'd set up enough LLCs that would take any investigation 10 years to figure out how they're linked together and where the money goes. So you've touched on it very clearly. And it's a matter, and it's, I like the way, it's the demonic approach. They're answering it. Well, they were out of town. They were not even in the White House Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They came back, and not even Monday. They came back on a Tuesday. And somehow, some way, as you said, it's supposed to mean that Hunter Biden is not guilty, that somebody else had to put that there. Somebody probably planted it there. So what are your thoughts as far as any investigation on that? Will they ever determine that it was the Hunter Biden coke? Or will they simply drop it? Will there be a real investigation?
They need to investigate it for 4 years and one day, so the statute of limitation will have passed on any potential criminal activity. That's what they seem to be doing with everything else Biden-related. Let's see if we can investigate it, bury it, make it disappear, and then the day after the statute of limitations has passed on all the substantial charges, then he can plead guilty to something that doesn't matter and pay a little fine and go on with his life. Because, I mean, I'm not saying that that this cocaine rises to that level, but everything else in the Biden's life rises to that level. That, you know, let's study and analyze. And by the way, while we're looking at it, while we're investigating, we can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Think about that. So we can't comment on it. What's going on? We can't talk about that. Do you have the laptop? No, we don't. Oh, you don't have the laptop? Well, apparently there are multiple copies of the laptop. We do have the laptop. Where is it? I don't know. Are you all investing? And amazingly, when they went in Giuliani's office, you know, they ransacked the place. They went through, I think, his office, his home, his closets, everything. Anyway, they weren't interested in taking the copy of the hard drives from the laptop or laptops for Hunter Biden. You know, folks, to me, that means if the feds ever run into your house and they want to search your house, just identify everything as belonging to Hunter Biden. You'll be fine. They won't touch anything. I mean, that's a pretty slick move right there, isn't it? But that's the reality. Understand, we do have a two-tiered justice system. It means that if you're a leftist, all the cover will be given to you. You know, yeah, we're investigating, but nothing will ever come of this. If they found a speck of cocaine, not a dime bag, as they're calling this, not a brick, they found a speck of cocaine associated with Donald Trump, you know they'd be talking about his sniffles for the next 10 years and how it's all cocaine-related. I don't think the man's ever – I don't know, but I think he's denied ever having taken any illicit substances. I think he denies ever having had an alcoholic beverage. You know, right. We used to praise things like that. We used to say that, you know, that's good, clean living. Today he's mocked and ridiculed, and they make assumptions. But then when you have stacks of evidence, you know, they always talk about the dumpster fire. We have a flaming inferno around the Bidens and all things criminal, okay? And the media is just starting to get a whiff of a little bit of smoke. You know, the old, where there's smoke, there's fire. In the case of Donald Trump, nothing seemed to have existed. They spent tens of millions of dollars investigating him, and thus far, nothing of substance, dealing with government, dealing with Russia, dealing with right on down a list of probably 100 different things. And here we have evidence waving in our face of all level of criminality. We have Biden on tape talking about extorting the leader of another country. Nothing. Then we have the perfect phone call, you know, the one that Donald Trump was impeached for. He was just asking that these things be looked into in Ukraine. Do you understand how absurd that is? You're a criminal for asking for an investigation of the things that we know are criminal. We're living in upside down backwards. We're living in a confusing time and a confusing space. I'm going to close this with this. Again, God is not the author of confusion. This is surrounded by all sorts of, I believe, demonic activity. This is as evil as I've ever seen in my entire life. I do have to go, but I love
Greg,
you. And I
Greg,
you
one,
so
one, one quick question.
Stand.
One quick question before you go. And thank you so much for joining us for the few moments that you could. Looking at a headline, says Biden has declared war on conservative Christians. The Democrats want a fundamentalist transformation of America. They want to purge Christians from public life and abolish religious freedom as we know it today. And it goes on to talk about what is taking place. In fact, I'll read this quote. Biden doubled down on the Democrats' latest attack line, declaring his political opponents as intolerable threats to America. With that being said, do you see the future with Christians, if we continue to be silent, continue to sit down and shut up? Can you see this intensifying, or will it intensify anyway? What should the Christian do?
If the Christian doesn't stand and speak now, they will have missed their last opportunity. We're living in days that, not a generation away, but literally days away, we can lose the liberty that blood was shed to acquire. We have a responsibility to be salt and light. We have a responsibility to be salt and light. If we're not willing to be salt and light this hour, as dark and as gloomy as it seems to be from a political standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, we will have lost our last opportunity. Stand up today. Speak today. Stand on the truth, put on the whole armor of God, and at the end, stand.
Amen. Greg, one final question, and I'll let you go. What's the weather like in the southern tip of heaven?
I don't want to make you jealous, but it is absolutely, it's 71 degrees. That's right up your alley, isn't it? It has a cool, nice breeze, and the sky has a little cotton balls here and there all over a blue sky. It's almost like God painted this perfect picture for us here in the southern tip of heaven today. But again, if you happen to be from California, ignore everything I've said. It is a gloomy place here in East Tennessee. We're enjoying it here. I thank the Lord for being the author of such beauty. And I always say he paints the most beautiful pictures, and we've got a lot of them right here.
Amen.
In Tennessee.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining us. And we are looking forward to what God's going to do as you continue serving him. And as we, as believers, continue to look up, redemption draweth nigh. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. It's kind of an open mic, but we're talking about the top of the news with Christian Views. Today, we're going to cover some of the state, national, and global news articles. And what we talk about is to be, I think, encouraging and challenging, as well as the recognition of what is taking place and what we need to do as Christians. Here's one of the questions that I have for you. In your position, in your relationship to the Lord, if you're saved, if you're a Christian, been blood bought, born again, Bible saved, are you active in your church? Are you active in attending church? We're finding today in George Barner, I reckon it's been about 8 or 9 months ago, latter part of last year, the Barner Report said we've got 300,000 churches in America, and in 18 months, one-fifth, one out of every five, will close. That means about 60,000 churches in America will close. And we're reading about, hearing about, seeing the news, reels about churches closing across the nation. But I'm looking at an article that gives you a little idea of where we're going in America. In Europe's empty churches, prayer and confession makes way for drinking and dancing. Belgium says the confessionals where generations of Belgians admitted their sins stood stacked in a corner of what was once the Sacred Heart Church. Proof the stalls, as well as the Roman Catholic House of Worship, had outlived its purpose. The building is now closed down to 2 years while a cafe and concert stage are being added, with plans to turn the church into a new cultural hotspot. Around the corner, the former Franciscan church is now a luxury hotel with music and wedding nights and stained glass windows. Across Europe, the continent that nurtured Christianity for most of two millennia, churches, converts, and chapels stand empty and increasingly derelict as faith church attendance shriveled over the past half century. It says in this article further, it is a phenomenon seen over much of Europe's Christian heartland, from Germany to Italy and many nations in between. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the trajectory of that as it unfolds in Europe. And where will we be in America? If you want to know where we'll be in America 5 years from now, look at where Europe is today. In fact, Europe now has, I believe, a giant 4% that claim to be Christian or have Christian leanings. And we're finding more and more of the churches becoming vacant simply because people do not go to church. In America, we're told that about, I believe it's 71% say that they are saved, but only about 6% have a biblical worldview. Biblical worldview means that whatever we see taking place, we look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a day and an era when there's major, major conflict with what is reality and what is non-reality. I'm looking at a headline that says, Judge delivers major blow to the Biden administration's social media censorship case. Are you familiar with that? You've heard very little, if any, on ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, etc. You may have heard a blurb or two about it on Fox News, but it's not been newsworthy, except for the fact we find not just a federal judge, now the Supreme Court's. We'll read this article briefly. A federal judge has made a historic ruling by partially granting an injunction that blocks the various Biden administration officials and government agencies, such as the Justice Department and the FBI, from working behind the scenes with big tech firms to censor posts on social media. The injunction came in response to the censorship by proxy lawsuit brought by attorneys generals in Louisiana and Missouri, who have accused Biden's administration officials and various government agencies of pressuring social media companies to suspend accounts and to take down posts. This article goes on to say it included cybersecurity, interstructural agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. State Department, Department of Justice, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, all prohibiting social media from posting any opposition to what the government wanted to do. Now, my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, do we have free speech or not? Is the First Amendment credible today or not? Are we watching the First Amendment implode because we, the people, do nothing, say nothing, and allow these things to take place? This article says shocking, appalling, and concerning. Talking about engaging in any communication of any kind with social media companies, encouraging, pressuring, and even including the manner for removal, deletion, and suppression or reduction of content of anything that we would normally call protected free speech, being allowed, being pushed, promulgated through the Biden administration. Now, you remember when Donald Trump was running for office, he said first time, 2016, running in 2015, November 2016 was elected. Do you recall then candidate Donald Trump said that he believed his telephones had been spied on, his telephones had been somehow intercepted, and they laughed at him, mocked at him, only to find out that it was relevant and real, that that's exactly what the FBI and the CIA had done. And ladies and gentlemen, now the Biden administration has said for 3 years that they're not against free speech. They've not done anything with social media, that social media is a privately owned company, corporate entities, and so therefore they can do what they want to. But what they were doing through the back door, and Jack Dorsey, the former owner of Twitter, admitted that the FBI had a backdoor entrance to Twitter that could identify anything that they did not like. Ladies and gentlemen, that means that our free speech is in jeopardy today because of the way the Biden administration has handled it. There's been a, as I would call it, a willy-nilly free hand running with the idea that I'm going to rule whether you like it or not. I'm going to make my decision, and he's ruling by executive order. I'm going to make my decision regardless of the repression or the prosecution and persecution of Christians. We know that government agencies today, people in political offices of power, are in a position of volitionally making a decision today based on greed and bias to do what they want, and we the people are supposed to be silent. This is the reason, as Greg and I were just talking, we need to stop being silent as Christians. We need to stand up and speak up, or we're going to lose our constitutional republic and the system that we have of governance today. Ladies and gentlemen, the mic is open. 904-831-0917. 831-0917. I want to remind you that we'll be talking about several topics high in the news reels today from a Christian perspective. Based on what we're seeing here, how should we then live based on the scripture? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
V.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. En route to the NATO summit in Lithuania, President Biden has made a stop in England, meeting with King Charles and British Prime Minister Sunak. The NATO gathering will open tomorrow in Lithuania, and the Ukraine war expected to figure prominently on the agenda. Roads and bridges have been washed away, many homes damaged. At least one death is reported following catastrophic flooding in the suburbs north of New York City and parts of Rockland and Orange counties. There have been numerous high water rescues all across the region. And now parts of New England are getting a soaking, and there are reports of some scattered serious flooding there. Meanwhile, across the south and the west, it's excessive heat that's the issue, with heat warnings and watches posted across a vast area stretching from Florida and Texas north to the Pacific Northwest. More details at srnnews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got an open mic today. We want to talk about top of the news with Christian views. Some of the major headlines, some of the major things taking place in America and around the globe. We'll be talking about in a few moments the Davos meeting, global meeting through the World Economic Forum, and their push for global international currency, their push for a global elimination of any meat products, any animal meat products, and just go to simply the synthetic lab-grown meats. In fact, according to one of the articles that I have, Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF, said that perhaps the lab-grown meat would taste better anyway. He even was bold enough to say we need to go to eating crickets and other insects because, after all, they have more proteins in them than we do in pigs and cows and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on a fast track today for the major, major tectonic changes in America. We're seeing America being consumed into a global system, and the promulgator from America's standpoint is Joe Biden. That's part of what he's doing on his global trek right now. He's going around the world, getting with the socialist, Marxist, communist leadership, making deals, as with the World Health Organization, that will allow the World Health Organization to be in control of America in the next pandemic, as he says. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm glad to hear your voice. Pastor Davis, I listened to a show on Friday, then I called him up a little later on and talked with him there, and I'm certainly glad that you're on the air right now. That makes me feel a whole lot better.
Well, I'm thankful that the Lord is able to meet the need, and each day I wake up, I say, thank you, Lord, just use me today. And that's the, I believe, the focus that we need to have as Christians, is to recognize that every breath, every heartbeat, every day is a gift from God, and use it in serving Him to the best of our ability.
Amen, brother. Well, you started this furball off on some mighty large subjects there. You started out with Biden and King Charles there. Then you brought up the Bill of Rights. I've got a couple things, if you're willing to entertain my, I don't know, rant here or soapbox, whatever you want to call it, for a minute or two.
Love to hear it, brother.
Well, here we go. Okay. King Charles is part of the monarchy of the United Kingdom there. The parliamentary monarchy itself, part of his title is Defender of the Church. And how is that relevant whenever it comes to the First Amendment? Well, during King George's day back in the 1770s there, being Defender of the church itself in Britain was a government-sanctioned church, and outside of that church, no other philosophies or religions were allowed. Since our founding fathers wrote the First Amendment with the mind that Christianity as a whole, you should be able to worship Jesus Christ, whether you're a Catholic, a Protestant, or a Baptist, or, you know, a Methodist there, that you should have that ability to do that, and the government will not sanction any religion. That's the whole purpose of the First Amendment there. It doesn't have anything to say that there's a separation of state and government. It's actually about the our founding fathers looking at England and saying that we do not want a monarchy here, and we do not want a government-sanctioned religion. And then it brings me back to Biden and Charles there. Well, Charles, supposedly on his coronation there, made a big speech prior to that in an interview that said, I have to put away those things now because I'm going to be the king, and I have these estates or these state functions that I must perform. And what did he do about a week or two ago? He unveiled his global clock countdown. I cannot tell you how many of these clocks I've seen come and go over the years. It started when I was...
What was the name? Greta Thunberg?
How dare you?
Greta Thunberg, you know, with her countdown clock that it was supposed to all be over. Katie barred the door as of, May of this year? And took her whole website down stating that because she realizes how stupid it was. But she's still a little dummy that's a puppet that's being used by the climate change globalist mindset.
Yeah, she's definitely a puppet. But, I mean, hey, Al Gore said that the polar ice caps would be gone by, what, 2013 or something? You know, how come people are not bringing that, dredging up that movie that he produced and put out there and then just laughing him to no end? You know, elementary.
Well, you know, first of all, Al Gore said that the America would be fried by 75. And then he changed it. It was going to be underwater by 95. And then another date, he said, it was, I believe, 2012 or 2013, about the ice caps. So we've had these doom and gloomists. And one of the things they don't realize and recognize that God said, as long as the earth is here, there'll be seasons. And these seasons will come and go on a regular basis. It's God that's in control, not man. This is the reason, by the way, Jim, when I watch the weather, and they say, Mother Nature is doing this and doing that. I tell the television, it's not Mother Nature, it's Father God that's in control. It's not Mother Nature that makes it rain, it's God. And yet we have these folks that have become so open-minded, their brains have fallen out, and somehow, some way, they think they can control. In fact, what are your thoughts about there, Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and other globalists, now pushing the idea of screening the sun?
I wish them the best of luck with these harebrained schemes. But one thing that man is really good at, he's really good about opening his mouth. And this includes me. I'm just as bad about this. They're opening mouth, insert foot, doing something silly or something stupid. And God will not be mocked. He's just going to sit back. And I do believe he's got the greatest sense of humor that the universe has ever seen, because I've seen him come and go. And the one thing that I will always believe is he's in control. And as far as the whole synthetic meat, I say let the market take care of it. If this man wants to go out and have his crickets and petri dish filet, man, knock yourself out. I think I'll stick to the real thing there.
Well, I said one day when that was in a newsreel that I have printed out, I said I'd love to have somebody to follow him for about 30 days and see what he feasts on at his meal times. I guarantee it's not crickets and roaches and chocolate-dipped ants, et cetera, as he's proposing that we live on. But now what they're doing, you know, it was, I believe, about 5 years ago, so maybe it was six, in Nigeria, that the World Health Organization and the globalist movement suggested that they stop using crop dusting and all of the different innovations that would protect the planet. They did that, and now Nigeria is absolute, and large portions of Africa are now absolutely in a famine condition. And they're saying that part of that's because of Ukrainian war. That's not the case. We're watching the diminishing of anything that's called the production of the crops that we need to survive on. And they're closing down meat packing plants. They're closing down chicken farms, beef farms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In the Netherlands, they are talking about euthanizing 200,000 cattle in order to help reduce the climate dilemma, the gases that produce the climate change, as they call it. So we're watching man trying to control what God is in control of. That's the thing that should be concerning. One other question before I let you go, Jim.
Yes, sir.
I've said for almost three years now that Joe Biden would not be the candidate November 2024. That Joe Biden would not be the candidate. Now, my projection was that it would take place a little sooner than it has. But now, have you heard anything about the Democratic Party wanting to recruit the governor of Michigan, Whitmire, wanting to recruit her and put her in as VP running with Joe, and then perhaps at the last minute let her slide into office and Joe back out? Have you heard anything about that? What are your thoughts? Will he be the real candidate at the ballot box November 2024?
I pretty much think the Democratic Party is pushing for him to be, because if you look at what they're doing to Robert Kennedy Jr. there, they're silencing this man and they're censoring him at every turnaround there. I mean, they won't publish anything that he says or speaks across any of the mainstream media. Gretchen Whitmire, I believe they would attempt to do that. They're not going to be able to drag Kamala Harris across that line. She's completely unlikable.
In fact, she's laughable in the whole Democratic Party. In fact, I believe the majority of the Democratic Party is embarrassed by her. And, yes, it was on Fox News this morning also, and I was surprised that they did so. They said the question is, will it be Whitmire or will it be Michelle Obama? Obama.
Well,
I've said for many months now. I've said for many months now it would probably be Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton, or someone in that category. Maybe even slide the governor of California in and put him under the mat, but they've got to remove Kamala Harris first. So they're going to place her in a cushy position, in my position, a gifted office where she would not be have to run on an election basis, and put her in that position and get her out of the room, if you will. But that's just my thoughts. So I am prayerful that God will sustain us during this next 18 months in the election process. There's been some major indications that without any exception, the Democratic Party, under the leadership, perusal, and direction of Joe Biden and or his handlers, will do anything to prevent Donald Trump or any other Republican from being elected as president. The mindset is that we're going to be in control from this point forward. So, Jim, I'll ask you this question. I asked Greg a moment ago. What should Christians do? How should we respond seeing what is taking place?
Well, I listened to what Greg said, and I completely 100% agree with all of his statements that Christians do need to be vocal. And I would like to add this. If a trans community or a homosexual community, which constitutes a very small percentage of the population, can yell as loudly as they are, and that comes back to the whole, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If we were to do the same thing, we are a much larger percentage of the population. If we were to do the same thing, you would see a complete turnaround. The country does need a revival, but at the same time, that's in God's hands. He's the one that determines the fate of the nations. He's the one that puts the leaders in power, great or small. So,
absolutely. As Nehemiah told his workers when they were rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, he said, our God will fight for us. And that's what we need to understand. But listen, you've got to be in the war to win the battle.
Yeah. You've got to be working with one hand and have a sword in the other.
That's right. Multitudes of Christians sing the song, Onward Christian Soldiers Marching as to War with the Cross of Jesus, going on before and not even realize that we're in a war, not even realize we're in a battle. And they're staying too silent. I challenge Christians each and every day to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and to be salt and light. Jim, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast today. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. But ladies and gentlemen, will America bow to the Marxist agenda? Another question. It was touched on briefly when Greg called. How did the cocaine get in the White House? Why is the location of the find of it changed twice? It was supposed to be in the East Room, or the East Wing, and then the West Wing. And that's the area supposedly where multitudes of visitors come in. And after all, Biden family was out of town Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So he couldn't have put it there. How did it get there? Will the Secret Service agents really investigate that? Or will it be swept under the rug like the Hunter Biden laptop? Do you understand what is taking place? I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, that is refreshing, encouraging. It says, Supreme Court rules for Christian bakers in the First Amendment case, dated July the 6th. The Supreme Court ruled on June 30th in favor of the Christian baker who said Oregon's law requiring them to bake cakes to celebrate same-sex wedding infringed on their constitutional rights. The decision came hours after the nation's court issued a landmark 6-3 ruling in the favor of the Christian website designer, Lori Smith, of 303 Creative, who said a Colorado law that punished her for refusing to create websites for same-sex weddings violated her First Amendment right. The First Amendment protects the rights of all Americans to speak freely and to live according to their sincere religious beliefs, said the baker's attorney. As the Supreme Court has recognized, carefully guarding these rights is all the more important when the beliefs expressed are controversial. Now, my question is, ladies and gentlemen, how do you determine what is hate speech? Where's the term hate speech found in our Bill of Rights? Is there such a thing, really, as hate speech? I might say some things that some might not like. They could deem it hate speech. Who's to adjudicate whether it's hate speech? It seems as though if it is stated, verbalized, or the actions carried out by the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, it's okay. If the actions are carried out, burning police buildings, rioting in the street, smashing windows, robbing stores with the BLM, then that's just them expressing their freedom of speech. But when it comes to a Christian with one standing on the sidewalk with the Bible in his hand, quoting scripture or holding the Bible up, is arrested because he is presenting hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem with that, and we need to understand what
You're listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, when the program was unfortunately cut short this afternoon because of a power failure at the church and at his studio. But we'll resume the program tomorrow at its usual time, and until then we'll have some soft music and reach our next program here on 91.7 and 91.3 and 91.9, The Truth. And in the meantime, I just wanted to let you know exactly what's happening. Dr. Youngblood is okay, but the power is out. There was a big flash. We could even feel it here in our studio miles away. So we hope that that will be restored, that power that apparently is affecting parts of Mandarin. You're listening to 91.7, The Truth. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Let's Face the Issues. Here with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. The studio apparently got struck by lightning over in Mandarin. There's been some power supply issues there, but the doctor will return tomorrow and he sends you his blessings. Thank you for listening to 91.7 The Truth.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You